Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jody. May I please have the zip code on the account you've called in about today?
It's probably 76061. I'm not sure because I don't recognize the item on my bank statement.
Okay. I'll take a look at that for you. May I have your first and last name, please?
Last name is Smith. First name is Latricia, L-O-U-T-R-I-S-H-A.
All right. Thank you. Please verify your shipping address.
B.P.O. Box 182, Lillian, Texas.
All right. Thank you. Let's see. I've located this account. This is for a meal planning app. And it provides you meal planning app. So it's an app that's on your mobile device. It helps with recipe guides and meal plans on how to eat better and feel better. How may I help you with this today?
Do what?
It's a meal planning app. It provides you with recipe guides and meal plans to help you eat better and feel better.
Uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't know anything about buying this.
Okay. And it looks like it may have been in part with a contest entry for, or sweepstakes winning, for a Dyson vacuum.
No, I never got a Dyson vacuum either.
All right. Did you participate in the sweepstakes where you pay shipping and handling for a prize? In this case, it looks like a Dyson.
No, not to my knowledge.
Okay. All right. So let me see here.
I mean, I should have called about this a long time ago, but I was in the hospital 3 weeks in January, and you can see that this was, well, it was on my statement. It was on my bank records for December 24th,
mm-hmm.
Christmas Eve, okay?
Yeah.
And you know how busy everybody is during Christmas.
Right.
And then I was in the hospital from, I went in the hospital on the 30th of December, and I didn't get out until like the 20th of January. So I'm just trying to play catch up.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. So let's see. The email address on file is smithloutrisha@yahoo.com.
That's my email. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Phone number on the account is 409-943-6885.
That's not my phone number.
Not your phone number. Okay. All right. So
no.
I'll have this transferred over to the fraud department where they'll be able to assist you. Let's see here. Now, I've canceled the account. This will prevent any future charges. Whenever you're ready,
okay.
I have a cancellation number for you.
Okay, let me see if I can find a pen in my purse. I'm sitting in the car. I heard one right here.
All right.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. That cancellation number is C, as in cancel, 920-392-838.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. Okay, is that all?
That's it. Yes, ma'am. All right, so I've canceled the...
920. Mm-hmm. 920-392-838.
Yes, correct. All right, I'm notating.
Cancel.
Yeah, cancellation number. Give me 1 second, and I'll have you transferred over.
Okay.
All right, almost finished. All right, so in just a second here, I'm going to place you on hold. You may hear silence, maybe a little music, but please remain on the line. I'll let you know right before I transfer you over.
Okay. Now, are they going to help me with the refund or what?
They will be able to.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll be able to go through the the steps with you in the fraud department.
Okay.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Being that it's fraud, I just canceled the account, and I will send that over. All right. So I am going to go ahead and place.
So nothing from me will get charged again.
Yes, that's correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and place you on hold, and thank you for calling customer support. Please remain on the line.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Oh, Jesus.